Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. This is Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today, scientific discoveries are emerging at an accelerating pace in virtually every field, transforming the science and engineering landscape and opening entirely new territory for exploration. As one of the premier federal agencies supporting basic research at the frontiers of discovery across all fields, the National Science Foundation plays a critical role in keeping the U.S. competitive in the sciences. The success of such a vital national mission rests on the pursuit of an effective resource management approach and workforce strategy. With us this morning to discuss NSF's strategic efforts in these areas is Anthony Arnoldi, Director of the Office of Information and Resource Management and NSF Chief Human Capital Officer. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us in our conversation is Sally Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Anthony. Good to see you again.
Anthony, let's start by setting some context for our listeners. Could you take a few minutes to provide us a general overview of the National Science Foundation, including its history and its mission today?
Certainly. The National Science Foundation is an independent federal government agency created by Congress in 1950 to, at that time, promote the progress of science, to advance the national health, prosperity, and welfare, and to secure the national defense. Today, we fund basic research in scientific disciplines such as biology, geosciences, computer sciences, engineering, and education. And we fund researchers in all 50 states through grants to about 1,700 universities. And each year, we receive about 42,000 competitive proposals and award about 10,000 new funding grants each year.
That's a fairly competitive statistic. Could you perhaps share some additional details to give us a perspective on the organization, such as how the foundation is organized, the size of the overall budget, number of full-time employees and contractors, if you have such a mix?
The foundation is run by a director and a deputy director who oversee the staff and management responsible for program creation and administration, merit review, planning, budget, and day-to-day operations. We also have a 24-member National Science Board that establishes the overall policies for the foundation. This year, our current budget is about $6 billion, and at present, we have a total workforce of about 1,700. That includes about 1,200 career employees, about 200 scientists from research institutions on temporary duty, and about 300 contract workers, and we're located in Arlington, Virginia. Each year, NSF supports an average of about 200,000 scientists, engineers, educators, and students at universities, laboratories, and field sites across the country and throughout the world, from Alaska to Alabama and from Africa to Antarctica. You could say that NSF support goes to the ends of the earth to learn more about the planet and its inhabitants and to produce fundamental discoveries.
Anthony, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us more about your specific program. What are your responsibilities and duties as the Director of the Office of Information and Resource Management and as the National Science Foundation's Chief Human Capital Officer? Could you take a moment and tell us about the programs under your purview, how your office is organized, and the size of your staff and your budget?
Sure. As Director of the Office of Information and Resource Management, I'm responsible for ensuring that NSF runs smoothly and efficiently from an operational perspective. Organizationally, I'm responsible for three divisions, the Division of Information Systems, the Division of Administrative Services, and the Division of Human Resource Management. These divisions collectively are responsible for developing and maintaining the technology infrastructure and systems that facilitate business operations, as well as the underlying IT security, from managing the day-to-day administrative functions such as building security, facilities management, proposal processing, conference and events management, and visitor services, and also leading the agency's effective recruitment, retention, motivation, development, and utilization of NSF staff. I manage about 165 federal employees and well over 200 contractors who work within these three divisions. Approximately 75% of the contractors perform information technology services, including application development, data center operations, and help desk support. From a funding perspective, I'm responsible for a budget of approximately $100 million. And as the Chief Human Capital Officer, I serve as the Senior Strategic Advisor for the Deputy and the Director of the agency on all human capital management issues. I'm accountable for the strategic management of NSF's unique workforce, which includes a large planned turnover of our scientific staff annually.
Anthony, if I may, just as a quick follow-up, is your role as Director of the Office of Information and Resource Management effectively what people might recognize as a CIO?
The information technology function falls under my purview, but the CIO function and the office of the CIO function is a separate function.
Okay.
So my role is a bit broader than just information technology, much like even though I hold the title of Chief Human Capital Officer, my role is broader than just human capital management.
Okay, thank you.
Anthony, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the most significant challenges that you faced in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
I would say the most significant challenge I've faced since I've been at NSF has been funding constraints and competing priorities, which are not unusual to small agencies in particular. We've been evolving from a small sort of off-the-radar agency to a much more highly visible one, which brings with it greater oversight and increased demands. Until this year, our funding for administrative activities has not kept pace with our needs and those demands, although I am beginning to see that change this year finally, and I'm really excited about what the future holds as a result. As a result of that situation, we've had to make some difficult choices among competing priorities. So, for example, I oversee information technology as well as human capital management. Both of those are funded traditionally out of the same budget, and so there are often times where a decision has to be made between hiring more people or investing more in technology, and clearly both of those are imperative to our mission, and so it does create some difficult challenges. What I've done in my position is to aggressively work to educate our senior leadership on the importance of the administrative functions to the execution of our mission. And as I said, I think this year we are finally starting to make some inroads and those messages are starting to take hold and we're starting to see the benefits in terms of bigger budget.
That's fantastic. Now, Anthony, I understand that prior to joining NSF, you came from the private sector. Could you describe your career path for our listeners? How did you get started and what brought you to NSF?
Well, up until 2003, when I joined NSF, I spent my entire career in the private sector working for a number of accounting and professional services firms. I spent most of my career managing IT organizations, providing internal support to the consultants and accountants. My most recent position was a partner in charge of technology administration at Arthur Andersen in New York. And it's not unknown to most what happened to Arthur Andersen as a part of the situation that took place with Enron. At the time, my wife and I were both partners at Arthur Andersen. We had met and both worked here in the D.C. area. We decided to move back. She continued in the accounting profession. We thought it wise for us to both not make the same mistake twice, if you will. And so I sought to find a challenging yet somewhat more stable occupation in the interest of our family.
And diversification strategy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Too many eggs in the same basket the first time around. I was fortunate that the opportunity at NSF came up because it was similar from a functional standpoint to roles that I had had in the private sector, albeit obviously in a very different sector, which has been quite an interesting experience for me.
So as you sort of reflect on these experiences, how have they prepared you for your current leadership role at NSF and perhaps shaped your management approach and your leadership style today?
Well, I've had the fortune over my career of having six outstanding bosses, all of whom, when perhaps I was maybe too young to trust, trusted me with quite a bit of responsibility. I think that what they did and the themes that I took away from working for them are ones that I apply today, the first being communication is critical. They taught me to speak honestly and frankly and expect the same in return. The second is you must empower your staff. and make sure that they take ownership for the success of whatever they're assigned with. Thirdly, that you must support them when they make mistakes and when they're being treated unfairly. And last but not least, as a leader, you must maintain your poise at all times, especially in the most difficult of situations. And as I said, each of my previous bosses exhibited those qualities, and I've tried to employ those in my management and leadership style.
Those are wonderful principles. What is NSF's human resource strategy? We will ask Anthony Arnoldi, Director of the Office of Information and Resource Management and Chief Human Capital Officer at the National Science Foundation, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.